Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Eureka Police, Fire, and Ambulance crews responded to a fatal traffic collision at the intersection of Booner and S Streets at about 6:15 this morning. A vehicle struck the adult female victim, and the force of the collision caused fatal injuries. As of now, the names of the parties involved have not been released. Police roped off the area just as parents and students began to arrive at Zane Middle School, although neither party involved was associated with the school. Farmers and ranchers in and around the Willits area have reached an agreement with the State Department of Transportation and dropped their lawsuit against the Willits Bypass Project. Caltrans has agreed to work with UC Davis on a long-term study about mitigating the effects of the construction on local wetlands, ranch lands, and farmlands. The bypass project has been the target of lawsuits from several organizations, and construction has already begun. The other lawsuits will be decided in federal court by some estimates as early as June, and when finished, the bypass will loop around Willits downtown to increase traffic safety and flow. One other Caltrans note, the department is selling a piece of property located at the intersection of 5th and R Streets in Eureka. The excess land sale has received a remedial action completion certificate from the county after the removal of an underground storage tank and contaminated soil. For more information about the property, contact the Caltrans Eureka office. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a reported structure fire at a residence in the 800 block of Hayes Street in Eureka yesterday afternoon. When fire crews reached the scene, they found smoke pouring from the attic area and immediately attacked the fire while a second crew searched the residence for any occupants. No one was home at the time of the fire, and although the fire was extinguished quickly, they were on scene for quite a while, mopping up and chasing the blaze through concealed spaces under the house. The suspected cause of the fire was a rag left near a floor heater vent, and damage was estimated at $50,000. There were no injuries reported, and Arcata Fire provided mutual aid. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing man. Garrett Rodriguez told his family he was going to Humboldt County to work on a medical marijuana farm. That was 6 months ago, and his family has not heard from him since. Rodriguez's father told the investigating deputy that he has spoken with Garrett's friends, and none of them have heard from him either. Rodriguez also reportedly told his dad that he was going to work in an area known as Murder Mountain. Garrett Rodriguez is an adult white male, 5'8", 180 pounds, with brown hair and green eyes. He was last known to be driving a 1998 Dodge Ram pickup truck, license plate number 7P63498. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter aren't just for the personal user to keep track of family and friends. Police departments take advantage of their reach as well. The Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a man who is the primary suspect in a home invasion robbery over the weekend. The suspect allegedly brandished a handgun during the incident before fleeing on foot and was last seen getting into a silver-colored sedan. The suspect is described as an adult Hispanic male, about 5 feet 5 inches tall, who was wearing a hoodie. Arcata police have posted surveillance video depicting the suspect on their Facebook page, and anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata police. It's the first day of May, and there have been some changes in local leadership positions as two men take over different departments. Adam Yeager is the new commander for the Humboldt Area California Highway Patrol office, and he began his first day on the new job today. At the Humboldt Community Services District, Dave Hull is back in a leadership role as the Executive Director at the Humboldt Community Services District. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.